The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Trying to shake off that email from the last hour. I get those often, and it's okay, but we'll just move on. 877 Bob Live is my telephone number, 877-262-5483. I just want to pass on some more good news if you were not listening in the last hour. Several days ago, I told you about some daily listeners of this program, father and son. Well, the entire family listens. The father is a police officer in one of our suburban police departments. God bless him for his service. He has a teenage son who almost died a little over a year ago. He was in perfect health, no problem whatsoever, and just suddenly developed an extremely rare disease that almost took his life. He was in a coma. They didn't know whether he was actually going to live or not. And, not only did he live, he made almost a complete recovery, except the disease destroyed his kidneys. Everything else fine, but destroyed his kidneys. He had to go on dialysis and was waiting for a transplant. Now, that takes a long time. You have to find a donor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Fast forward. His father was found to be a perfect match. And his father said, yes, I would love nothing more than to give my son life. Surgery was scheduled for today. I've asked you to pray for them. Well, here's the good news. Surgery this morning at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Surgery has been a complete success. The kidney in the son is operating perfectly. I am told father and son are both doing well and recovering. So praise God for that. Faithful listeners to the program, and Joy and I have been praying for them daily for such a long, long time. So just so grateful. Can't imagine being a teenager on dialysis, although many, many are. But I wanted to share the good news with you. I wanted to just pass this on. I'm not going to talk a whole lot about the Chauvin murder trial and the verdict and so forth. I've got a couple of stories that I may get to a little later. But Sonny Hostin is one of the hosts on The View. Very, very far to the left, very, very liberal. When the verdict was read, she released a statement, and it was a very tearful statement. And very heartfelt, I believe. How grateful she was that Chauvin was found guilty and that justice had finally been done. And she says, this is what justice looks like and so forth. And she was very emotional, very tearful. And I get that. I understand that. But then she said, and she's black, she said, my son lives in South Africa. And she said, I am so grateful that my son no longer lives in America. I am grateful that he lives in South Africa because he is much safer in South Africa than he would ever be here in America. I thought, really? Recently, a study was released about world murder statistics from the World Health Organization, the WHO, the WHO. Latest murder statistics for the world, murders per 100,000 citizens per year. Murders per 100,000 citizens per year. At the top of the list, well, I guess we would say it's the bottom of the list, the most dangerous country in the world concerning murders, Honduras. 91.6 murders per 100,000. Honduras. Sadly, next in line, El Salvador, Cote d'Ivoire, 56.9. Jamaica, 52.2. Venezuela, 45.1. Belize, 41.4. And then it goes on, the U.S. Virgin Islands, 39.2. And this is the number of murders per 100,000. Then you got Guatemala, Zambia, Uganda, Malawi, which I've been to, 36.0. South Africa, where Sunny Houston said that her son is far safer in South Africa than here in America, and she was grateful that he had left this terrible, horrible country of America, and he's now living in South Africa. 31.8 murders per 100,000, which makes them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, let me count them, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16th in the world. 16th worst country in the world. After that, Congo, Central African Republic, Puerto Rico, St. Lucia, Tanzania, I've been to there several times, 24.5, Sudan, 24.2, Ethiopia, 22.5, and then it keeps going down, Kenya, and I'm jumping a whole bunch of countries, Kenya, 20.1, Greenland, 19.2, Burkina Faso, 18.0, and again, I'm skipping, Mexico, 16.9, Zimbabwe, 14.3, Nicaragua, 13.6, and the numbers continue to come down. Paraguay, 11.5, Barbados, 11.3, Peru, 10.8. These are all the countries in the world, by the way, so I'm not going to read them all. Russia, 10.2. Senegal, 8.7, Mali, 8.0, I'm just Haiti, 6.9, I'm surprised, 6.9. Now again, the worst, Honduras, 91.6 murders per 100,000. Then we get down to the Philippines, 5.4, Ukraine, 5.2, Belarus, 4.9, Martinique or Georgia, that's the not the state of Georgia, the country of Georgia, 4.3. And right towards the bottom of the list, the United States, 4.2. 4.2. Yeah. Sunny Houston said she was very grateful that her son lived in South Africa because it was so much safer than America. Murder rate per 100,000, South Africa 31.8, the United States of America 4.2. Now, it's interesting. The lowest on the list, murder rate, Switzerland. Yeah, they're right. They have the fewest number of murders of any country on planet Earth. And what's interesting about Switzerland, every man in Switzerland is required to own a gun. Yeah. There are more guns per capita in Switzerland than probably any other country in the world, and they have the lowest murder rate. Yeah, the problem's not guns. No, problems, no. The problem is the person holding the gun. All right, take a break. Hey, listen, if you want to call, some of the things I said before, you agree, disagree, don't send me an email. Give me a call. 877-BOB-LIVE.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Now, I was just going to move on and not talk about this anymore, but we're learning more about the 911 call yesterday. Just a little bit more than 24 hours ago here in Columbus, and it's getting national attention. We're going to have protests, possible riots tonight here in Columbus because of the shooting of a 16-year-old girl by a police officer yesterday. Protests at Ohio State University right now as we speak. They have taken over the student union. And you ready for this? It has been removed. But LeBron James, yes, our own Ohio LeBron James, gazillionaire. I mean, the guy is a multi-millionaire. Put on a tweet the picture of the police officer who fired the shots yesterday and said, "You're next." Yeah, LeBron James did that. You're next. Can you imagine anything more inflammatory, counterproductive? Again, we know very little of the facts. And the more we're learning, the more it seems like the use of force was justified. The 911 calls have been released, and they are frantic. And by the way, there's a great deal of controversy and disagreement. People on the scene said that the girl that was shot and killed made the 911 call. And, of course, that would make it even more ironic. Here this girl, this innocent girl, called for police, and the police came and shot her. That is being disputed by several people, that it was not her. Well, there were multiple 911 calls. But some of the most frantic 911 calls yesterday afternoon were people pleading with the police. They're trying to stab us. There's someone trying to stab us. Please get here quickly. They're trying to stab us. Please come quick. Come quick. And the police officers came in response to a plea, come and save our lives. Somebody's trying to kill us. Somebody's trying to stab us. Please come quick. The police came quick. They found a young girl with a knife in her hand attempting to murder another girl. She had a knife in her hand and she clearly is trying to stab. I think very likely she was trying to kill her. And the police, a police officer, opened fire to save the life of the person being attacked because there was a frantic 911 call. Somebody is trying to stab us. Please come quickly. Now, we didn't know any of that yesterday. We didn't know any of that last night when they were protesting downtown at police headquarters and so forth. But again, here's the sad reality. Facts and truth don't matter. To the radicals, to some of the activists, facts and truth just don't matter. They operate purely on emotion and hysteria. And here is one of the most wealthy men in America, LeBron James, tweeting out a picture of the police officer saying, "You're next." Now, I would hope and I would assume what he meant is you're next to be held accountable. You're going to be next, go on to trial, but just you're next. Unconscionable. Evil. The tweet has since been removed. May I say again, I'm being very repetitious and please forgive me, but because I have such a diverse audience, let me say to the white folks in my audience, don't you dare allow any of this to cause you to judge people because of the color of their skin. Don't you do it. That's what the left wants us to do. The left wants white people to resent black people because of the riots and so on and so forth and the looting and so forth. The left wants white people to look at blacks and say, well, see, that's just the way you people are. Don't take the bait. And may I say to the black people in my audience, the left wants you to hate the white people. Don't take the bait, especially if you are a follower of Jesus Christ. We are called to love people. We are called to treat people equally. Don't take the bait. I can almost promise you that Benjamin Crump and probably Al Sharpton will be headed to Columbus, or they may be here already. Benjamin Crump is a rabble rouser. He is a multimillionaire, and he preys on situations like this where the teenager was shot. Don't listen to the rhetoric. Don't listen to the emotion and the hysteria. Don't give in. Don't take the bait. Don't do it. Don't judge people because of the color of their skin. Don't. Don't do it. It's going to be a lot of talk, a lot of rhetoric tonight and in the next several days here in Columbus. I promise you, we're going to be in the spotlight, and there's going to be concerted attempts to rile up anger, emotion, hysteria. Don't do it. All right, we'll be back.